This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash, who is also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his thoughts on some of the latest developments in both Iraq and Afghanistan as General David Petraeus officially takes over for General McChrystal in Afghanistan and Vice President Biden makes a crucial visit to Iraq. And Captain Nash, it's always great to have you with us.
Nice to be back with you, Greg.
Let's start in Iraq, since we've got a deadline coming up here now in just a few weeks where it officially transitions from a military to a more of a peacekeeping slash diplomatic mission in Iraq. The vice president saying that this will likely go down as a success for the president. And he also, of course, is saying this at a time when we still don't really know what Iraqi government's going to be in place after that very close election a number of months ago. What's your assessment of how stable Iraq is going into this transition?
Well, I think, as the vice president points out, it is still in transition, and they have an interim government there. They're negotiating to get the permanent government seated, but according to the vice president's analysis, that is proceeding apace. So they're working out some details. This is, we have to remember that this is a country that has just had successful elections, is installing an elected body of representatives. Call it a democracy, call it whatever you want, but this is a popularly elected government, and that's the first time in decades after being run by a brutal dictator. So, people need to counsel a little bit of patience in this, and it was very difficult to do when we were losing so many young Americans every week, but, things have calmed down. The Iraqi forces have taken over. They're doing most of the heavy lifting now. And fortunately, President Bush had the judgment and the fortitude to stick this thing out when it was so bleak. And it has now turned into something that I think all Americans can be proud of.
We're talking with retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. And, Captain, talk a little bit more about the growth and competence of the Iraqi forces. I know you and I have talked about this before. We've had Iraq War vets come into the studio and talk about, between their tours in, say, 2006 and 2009, just a complete 180 in the competence of Iraqi forces. Is that chalked up to the strategy of General Petraeus? So what can we give the credit for that for?
I think really what that comes down to is the understanding of the average Iraqi that we were going to win this thing. Win this thing being it would be the power structure would be aligned with the interests of those troops from the United States. So therefore, the villages started organizing, sending their sons to join the Iraqi military. It became professionalized, and it stopped being F troop and started turning into a very capable force. And if you remember some of the comments several years ago, this thing looked hopeless. And a lot of the current politicians were talking about how the war was lost and this thing was all going downhill and the Iraqi forces would never be able to take over. Well, again, things change when the reality on the ground changes. And that's the important thing. They're saying the same thing about Afghanistan today.
Real quickly, before we move to Afghanistan, Captain, any thoughts on the vice president's comment that this will be a success for the Obama administration? Some say that's kind of cheerleading when most of the work has been done beforehand. Others say, look, he kept the policy in place for the most part, so he deserves credit for that. How do you see it?
I think he held a steady course of what he inherited, and he was wise in doing so. I think all of the American people can be very, very proud of our armed forces, because in those dark days, it was the troops who were saying, just let us win this thing. We can do it. And they were allowed to, and they did.
Amen to that. Great credit to our troops of all the work they've done there and continue to do there, as well as our troops in Afghanistan, Captain. And let's talk about that now. Obviously, Petraeus is in. McChrystal is out. One of the big questions right away, and Petraeus even alluded to this, is a potential change, perhaps some significant changes, to the rules of engagement. I know many have been frustrated about what we have and haven't been allowed to do in terms of progressing the fight here. What's your thought on what needs to change and how much likely will change?
I have never been to Afghanistan. I am not an expert on ground warfare, but I've spoken at length with several people who are really, truly experts in this. They are unanimous in what they tell me, and that is when you get into a counterinsurgency operation, it is absolutely important that you have on one end a government that you're backing, and on the other end, the people that you're trying to allow to adhere to that government. The second thing is that the counterinsurgency is not just an armed Peace Corps. Counterinsurgency means that you have to protect the people from the threat. And the way you do that, in the case of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda, is you kill them. And if you back off of the kinetic aspect of that counterinsurgency, it is destined to failure. So I believe that General Petraeus is going to change the rules of engagement. He is going to allow our forces to get back to using air power again, because when you look at the hard, cold facts, the majority of the troops, this has been a 9-year conflict, the majority of the troops have been killed in the last 18 months, and that's during the Obama administration. So it's not that Obama is necessarily doing anything wrong. I think he's actually doing a lot of right things with this. The problem is that as the rules of engagement changed, as they started backing off of the air power, we've lost more people, because that has become the focus of this war on terror, even though they don't call it that. But that's where it's become the focus of. And the other thing is, the vast majority of the civilians are killed not by U.S. or coalition forces. They're killed by Taliban. And the Afghanis know that. So they're looking for us to give them that protection and to get the Taliban off their back. Any weakness in that regard will be seen just as that, weakness.
Just about a minute left in our conversation with retired U.S. Navy Captain and Fox News military analyst Chuck Nash. And Captain, I know you and I have talked about timetables in the past, and setting firm ones, especially publicly, is not something you like very much. But General McChrystal, when the new Obama-Afghan strategy was implemented, said he would give it about a year to see if it was working, not certainly what the ultimate plan would be for U.S. forces. But do you think we should still hold to that? Or what's the best way to determine if the current strategy is the best strategy?
The best strategy is to set your objectives and deal with the reality on the ground, exactly as was done in Iraq. And if that reality tells you that 2011, July, you know, 1 August 2011, everybody's gone, doesn't make sense, well, then you don't do it. This has to be about the results on the ground and what's really happening. It's not a clock. It's not a calendar. It's a set of events. And if those events don't happen, then we stay. If events happen before that, then we leave. We're going to have to constantly assess this, because remember, we're dealing with two things, the people and the government. We have to have a functioning relationship with both, and both have to be functioning entities.
Captain, unfortunately, we'll have to call time there. Thank you, sir, very much, as always, for your time.
My pleasure, Greg.
Retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's also a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.